Okay.
I was inspired to give this satsang. Satsang is spiritual instruction. So I was inspired to give it by a conversation I had very recently with a student. And the student was grappling with, and some of you are young in the body, okay, others are older in the body, but you all need and will be dealing with this sooner or later, okay, and that is with the decay of the body, the aging process, getting older, and eventually this thing called death, okay, that there's a dying going on in our body, okay, and sooner or later we won't be here in this form. All right, and many students, no matter how long they've studied, they still buy into the myth of dying and death because of an improper identification that you identify with the body. Okay, so if the body dies, you die. Okay? But to me, the lovely thing about getting, quote, older is, my God, it must become so obvious that we're more than the body. Okay, we're much more than this thing called the body. And the purpose of the body is to house the soul or the spirit, to give us the opportunity to fulfill our destiny, which is to know ourselves as soul, as spirit. That's the destiny of all mankind, okay? It has nothing to do with a belief system. It has nothing to do with the color of your skin, how thick or thin your wallet is, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, whether you think that burning a building is violent, or whether it's simply property damage. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff, okay? It has to do with the spirit we are, okay? And that's the purpose of being in the body, to have that opportunity and to come to know yourself as soul, as spirit. Okay, now God's pretty patient, you know, and patience is called reincarnation. So we have these reincarnational pattern with us. Okay? And we come into the body with the karma that's been assigned to us this lifetime, and whoa! If we're blessed and fortunate, we come and we meet a master who can help initiate us and take us home to God to finish our karmic journeys on this process. Okay? And what happens? Okay? Well, we tend to forget that we're non-material as well. And so we think that everything we've encountered is our creation this lifetime. And so we think that we just were born, you know, a biological mom and dad, or whether we were adopted, however we came into this world, doesn't much matter, okay? Although we all kind of came in the same way, you know, a sperm and an egg, etc., okay? And we come into this world, and we think that's it. We just come, it's a blind shot, etc., etc. Okay, and there's no karma upon us. Okay? And this lovely student I was having a conversation with was looking back upon her life, and it was basically a case of would've, could've, and should've. Okay? But you see, that's the very thing. If you would have, if you could have. And you could have if you made other choices, okay? However, this is key. You went down that road for the karmic learning to fulfill the karma. You went down that road. Okay. Oh, I shouldn't have married this guy. Or I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have bought the house. I shouldn't have robbed the bank. I shouldn't have whatever it is. Okay? But if it weren't karmically correct for you to do so, you wouldn't have done so. Okay? Or we sit, we envy these people who have like all this money or are free materially, etc., etc. And we haven't a clue what their learning is. Maybe they created having a lot of money so they could get the learning that that's not it. Because in the previous lifetime, they envy the wealthy people when they were poor. So they get to have a lot of money this lifetime. And guess what? It's not doing what they thought it would do for them. Okay? And we'll sit, we'll look at other people's lives, and we'll judge it, and we'll judge them. But we don't know what the karma is. See? If you could read the karmic records, you wouldn't be judging them. And this brings up something very crucial, that acceptance is the first law of spirit. You need to accept. You need to accept where you're at, what's going on in your life, and where others are. Do you have to like it? No. Does it have to feel good? No. But you need to accept it. Well, it shouldn't have happened this way, or God shouldn't be doing this, or that person shouldn't have died that way. Well, it's all karmically correct. Okay? I apologize. I ordered a good humor truck so that I could have a good humor pop while I'm giving this outside. Okay? I'll tell you how it tastes, okay? All right. And I'll tell you what hospital I'm in as I'm dairy intolerant too. So okay, all right. So we get this sense of how things should be, and we should on ourselves, and we should on others. Okay. And we're really being disrespectful to ourselves, to the spirit that we are. Oh, this shouldn't have happened to me. How dare this happen to me? Well, who are you not to have it happen to you? I've shared the story of my own growth and evolution in this lifetime when I was begging God to get out of basically my spiritual responsibility here, and how could I carry this consciousness? And the response was real simple. How could I not? And I understood instinctively that it all came from an inflation, a negative inflation, but it was inflation. Okay? Who was I not to? And I had a great excuse. I had great excuses. You know, I'm legally blind without my glasses. Sometimes I drive too fast. Sometimes I forget to eat. Etc., etc., etc. And guess what? It didn't count for anything. Not one of them. No excuse worked. So I was moved into acceptance. I had to accept. Yeah. Okay. then I also had to accept, well, you know, it wasn't a willy-nilly kind of a thing. You know, it wasn't like someone put numbers in a hat and drew out my number and I got the bingo prize. Not at all, okay? It was all planned, it was all orchestrated in a very magnificent way. But there's a divine choreography in our life. And when we play the game of, I should have done that, I should have done this, I should have done that, we're forgetting the choreography. And even worse, we're forgetting the choreographer, okay, who is, of course, God. There's a blueprint. There's a divine blueprint by the divine architect. All souls have to follow the blueprint. How long it takes, that's the individual soul's karma. We can't judge where a soul is at. But ask yourself a simple question. If you have children, do you judge your child for not being six grades ahead of it where it is in school? I don't think so. You understand there's a process, and it's a process of learning. And we need to have the same kindness and consideration towards ourselves. Okay? So we have this stinking thinking. It really stinks. Of making ourselves wrong, making our experiences wrong, making other people wrong, sitting in judgment upon what happens to us and what doesn't, etc., etc. You know, it's funny. There are all these reality shows and people will watch them, and I'll share a dirty little secret. I might even watch one or two of them. And you see these couples and you go, oh my gosh, what do they see in each other? How can they be with each other? Okay? But real simple, it's karma. There's something for each to learn. If you don't want to get the learning, fine, you'll get divorced. Okay? But guess what? You'll get the learning. And you know, with another man, another person, and another one, you're not going to get out of the learning. Okay? And you have the learning through experiences. Okay? Through experiences. Okay? And if you're blessed and you're fortunate and you're walking this path, yeah, the karma is mitigated and you may get it in through the way of grace. But the point is that all karma, it must be fulfilled. It has to be fulfilled. Okay? Grace may be, it may not all have to be fulfilled here in the physical. Okay? You can get it on, have it fulfilled inwardly, etc. Or the master may take it upon himself, etc., etc. But the point is that karma is karma. It's an immutable law. And the Christ Jesus said, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Okay? And so when we have this thinking, it shouldn't have happened this way, how dare God do this to me, etc., etc. Well, why not? God's not doing it to you. Okay? That's your learning. You're so loved that he's giving you you're learning so you can move on and progress. And to me, one of the great blessings of the COVID is that it stops people in their tracks. And perhaps gives them the opportunity of a reevaluation. What's important? What are the values? Where's the focus? Where's the priority? What are they doing in this life? What's the point? What's the point? Okay. And the point is real simple. It's to know yourself as soul, as spirit. You know, the other week I got an email from somebody. She looked at the website and she had this question. Basically, I could kind of feel the anger behind it and the belligerence with it, which always comes from ignorance. And yeah, she was ignorant, okay? And she was ignorant because she hadn't yet encountered the remedy, which is education. She was ignoring that she was spirit because she didn't know. She had to be educated into that. And her question was basically, well, I looked at your website, blah, 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 and how can I know that what you're saying is true? Why is it true? How can you say that you are God? And how can you say that I am God? And how can you say that everybody is God when we have these murderers and rapists, and I think she may even have said Republicans, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? But that's the whole point, isn't it? That people do that because they forgot who they are. It doesn't prove that we're not that, that we're not soul, that we're not spirit, but it shows that souls have forgotten. And really, that's why we're here, because we've forgotten that we are spirit, that we are soul. And God, in His kindness and His mercy, He gives us this opportunity. Because there is a way. It's been here forever. Okay. You're either under the Lords of Karma or you're under grace. Okay? But if you're fortunate enough to walk a sound current path, you can't play the game of ignorance and of would've, could've, and should've. Okay? And all that stinking thinking leads to a real sinking of our consciousness. There's a sinking that goes on. We lower our consciousness. Okay? We make ourselves wrong, we make spirit wrong, we make God wrong. Of course, that's all one and the same. Okay? And of course, the human race walks around feeling basically ashamed and guilty. Why else would it be here? It's been expelled from the garden. Except the opposite is true. We've expelled God from our consciousness. We've expelled God from our consciousness. And the opportunity is given to come into the remembrance of that, and to become a member again of the body of God, of the body of Christ. Right? And the Christed consciousness is in everyone. All will and God's will, one and the same. Real simple. Real simple. Okay? It's not about worshiping some guy on a cross. It's not about believing on anyone. It's not about churchianity. Okay? But it's about what was demonstrated, rising above time and space, or the false identity with the body, with our thoughts and feelings, etc., and going into the resurrection process, or going into the soul body and being with God, which of course is initiation into the sound current, or the Holy Spirit, whatever you choose to call it. And we are created in God's image. That, of course, means that the same material that God is, we are. And God's the great oversoul. And we're the soul. The soul is made out of the sound current or the Holy Spirit. God's the great Holy Spirit. We're the Holy Spirit. We're made of that. We're of the same essence. You take a drop of water from the ocean, it is exactly the same as the ocean. So we have, well, this brings us to a point and a position of responsibility. We have a responsibility to fulfill this and to go with our knowing. And would-haves, could-haves, and should-haves deny this, deny who and what we are. And they sink our sight line into just the material world. So I'd like to suggest another point of view. Really, it's the God point of view, and it's an unblinking one. What does unblinking mean? But it means not blinking. And you ever have, when you're a kid, you ever have a staring contest, and the one who loses is the one who blinks? So we need to have an unblinking attitude, and that unblinking attitude means courage. And an understanding that everything we've been through was for the highest good, was karmically correct, was absolutely necessary for our growth and development.
Yeah, but I hated my parents. I shouldn't have had those.
Well, you agreed to them. Had to be something in it.
Yeah, but I can't stand my brother. And he does this, and he did that, and he did that.
You agreed. What's the learning?
Okay. And my uncle. He did this, blah, 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 blah.
And in business, listen, this happened. Blah, 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 blah. And my football coach did blah, 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 blah. Okay? Yeah, and what was the learning? Okay, and you agreed to all that. Okay? So things don't just happen. Okay, and when we get into would've, could've, and should've, we deny the orchestration, and we deny how loved we are. Okay? And we're violating the first law of spirit, which is acceptance. I'll repeat it again. We don't have to like it. We don't have to think it's correct. We don't have to anything. But we need to accept it. We need to accept it. Okay. And an unblinking attitude, it doesn't mean that we live our life recklessly, not caring, or anything else like that. But it does mean that we live it courageously. Courageously. Okay? And yeah, it takes great courage to see the face of God. It's an inner process. The process is available through the initiatory process to anybody, any soul that asks for it. Okay, if the master deems the soul ready, bingo, you're on your way. And the other thing as a corollary is, you know, nobody gets away with anything. Really, nobody gets away with anything. Oh, the guy pulled the fast one. Oh, no, but he's karmically responsible. And it's not your job to know when or how that karma will be presented to that soul. But it will. Everything gets recorded. No, everything gets recorded. You know, a major holiday of the Jewish church is coming up. And they have this whole thing of, it's a heavy duty approach, but there's something really crucial, okay? Where there's a recognition of things being recorded, of our life being recorded. And of course, the karma we create, it's all recorded. And it goes with us. So you don't have to worry about anybody getting away with anything. and it's not your job. Trust in the system. Karma and reincarnation is the perfect justice. You know? You know, and these marches go around. Every time I hear the chant, no justice, no peace, you know, I always think the same thought, just filters through. There's plenty of justice. It's called karma and reincarnation. And when you align yourself with the Christed being, that's where the peace is. As above, so below. And that Christed being and that Christed consciousness is with us. We were charged with that responsibility. We were given that. That which is in me is in you too, said the Christ Jesus. Okay? So tag, we're it. And so when we play the game of would have, could have, and should have, we're denying that. We're denying we're it. We're denying our responsibility. That's not okay. You know, that's not okay. You can make it okay, but you'll get plenty of lifetimes to learn. You know, that wasn't the smartest thing that I did. That really wasn't okay to do. But take your learning because it's, as long as it takes, because it's all okay. You know, it's a big okay. Because we get all the time we need to come into the fulfillment of our spiritual destiny, which is once again to know ourselves as soul, as spirit. And if we keep that in the foreground of our being, then we will go through this life in a very unblinking manner. In a very courageous manner. So, I'd like to end by doing a process with you all. We'll call in the light of the Most High. Lord God, send us your light. And we put this time together into your light for the highest good. Okay, and now I just ask you, whatever comes up, let it come up. What is your stinking thinking? Find something in your life that you look at in terms of, oh, if only I'd done it this way or that way, or this shouldn't have happened. Now go with that, it shouldn't have happened, and see the level that your consciousness is at with it. Okay, now take the same thing and accept that it's happened and see how it has been a strengthener in your life. And how it contributes to your awareness of yourself as soul, as spirit. Now pick something else that you run a lot of would have, could have, and should have. Something that you've made wrong in your life.
see where that leaves your consciousness. And now see what happens when you adopt an attitude of an unblinking consciousness. Okay, now when you can, return your consciousness back here. Okay, I'll come back for any questions you may have. Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes. Take the question.
Can you hear me, Dr. Lin?
I just heard someone now.
This is VC. So I have, I'm gonna verbalize this, and I just want clarification or if it needs fine tuning, I'd love to get that. But my sense is that, so anything that has happened, it's karmically correct. And that's okay. There's no judgment on that, and there needs to be no judgment. I'm not sure if that's a judgment, but there's no judgment on that. But what I've noticed is that there's a distinction with like my choice to do something. So I could do something that's negative, and really, if it happens, it's karmically correct. But I also create karma by doing something that is not of my being present with God and really lining up my will with God's will. So
that's correct.
Yeah, so sometimes, and I'm sorry if this is kind of mental stuff, but sometimes I notice that there's, like, if something happens to me, say somebody does some step on my toe on purpose, that for me, it's karmically correct that I got my toe stomped on, but that the person there really does have this amazing, powerful choice to actually not do it, and that you know, that not doing it is also, that's what I find really powerful about it, that it's not like it's a doom thing, that it's going to happen automatically, automatic pilot, that there is, it's karmically correct if it happens, but also we don't have to do it.
Well, you're kind of confusing karmically correct with predestination.
Okay.
There is a difference. Okay, karmically correct means that it doesn't necessarily have to happen. Okay, but if it does, that it is karmically correct that it does happen. Okay, and the consequences of you creating that karma, that karma is karmically correct as well. But that's very different from predestination. Predestination is there is no choice, okay? But you're always a choice, okay? We know that a soul initiated into the sound current, into the Holy Spirit, has access to Spirit 24/7, okay? And can always choose into Spirit. Okay, a soul that doesn't, okay, may not choose into Spirit, then have access to Spirit, just like I don't have access to go into a hospital operating room and operate. I don't have any access to that. Okay, so a soul that has spiritual access 24/7 has a choice, okay? One that doesn't still has a choice
to refrain, not to engage it in that. Okay, just like someone can step on someone's toe and the person could say, hey, you know, why don't you wear a bell next time so I can hear you? Or can turn around and punch him, okay, or can simply walk away. Those are all choices. So we kind of get, we have choices, and we're basically free to choose, okay? The situation itself that's brought to us, there may be a little bit more predetermination with it, etc. Okay, but if you make it kind of short, if you take a look at families, it all comes with agreement. Okay, and also, if I'm not going to get into the technical aspect of a soul before it's enters a body, etc. Other than to say that, you know, the soul has complete authority over accepting or not the karma that is assigned to it for this lifetime. So that's kind of the ultimate choice, isn't it? So we always have choice.
Thank you, Dr. Lane.
Okay, sure. Okay. All right, if there's another question, I'll take it. Otherwise, I'm very happy to have an easy night. Okay, I'll count to three. Two. Three. Okay. Okay. All right. So, Melissa, do you want to make your paper?